part of the corn you have to take off before
sure.
you...
Sure, and the fodder.
What's the fodder?
The blades on the stalk.
And what about when you take the shucks off, you have to take anything else off?
You take the shuck off and you break it off and there's the ear. And then you shell the grains off when they get dry enough too.
Well, don't you have to take something off before you take the grains off?
Well, that's the hut. That old, if you want to...
To eat it.
To eat it, you have to get that old... I call it old.
What would you call that stuff growing on the corn?
Oh, husk or something like into that.
The little hair like things,
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, that's beady. I don't fool it. I'd brush it off with the air though. Whenever I'd go to shuck it, he'd brush it off with air.
Well, what about the thing on the top of the corn stalk?
Tossel.
And what do you call that kind of corn that you grow just to eat on the cob?
Well, that's just corn. There's two kinds, three kinds, four kinds of corn. There's a little sweet corn and... Then the yellow golden dent, and I don't know how many more.
Well, what are roasting ears?
That's roasting ears when you get it while it's tender, you know, and all that old silks is on it. That's what you call it.
Silks.
And so you take them and brush them off and get every bit of that silks off and fix them for your roasting ears.
Well, have you ever heard of mutton corn?
Yeah, well, I ain't never cooked none. I don't care too much about corn like that.
You ever heard of it?
No, I never have.
Well, what kind of pies do you cook, like at Thanksgiving?
Well, sometimes I cook apple pies, cherry pies, or potato pies, or pumpkin pies, if I want them.
So you grow pumpkins?
Yeah, you can grow pumpkins here. They're the easiest things in the world to grow.
I didn't know that.
Just plant your hill out in the field and let it give it some fertilizer and let it grow and you'll see it grow you some great big ones.
Well, a little while ago you said you grew squash in your garden.
Well, squashes aren't on the line of pumpkins, but they don't run. Pumpkin vine runs. It's got white spots in it. And the pumpkin seeds is a little larger than squash seeds.
Well, when you grow squash, are there different kinds of that?
Yeah, I always grow the yellow squash, you know, with a little neck on it.
Is there any other kind you like? Or they aren't the
greatest? No, they have some squash you come in from. They call Japanese squash. I ain't never tried none of that.
Well, what kind of melons do you raise?
We raise watermelons of the gray and the big red, green round ones.
Any other kind of melons?
Any other kind of melons here that's even to the little old icebox melons.
What, the icebox melons, which one?
Well, they're little round ones, but they're not, don't grow so large, but about this big and just fit and put them in your icebox and they'll get cold.
Are they red?
Yeah, they're red. The meat's red. Well, there's some melons here now that's got a yellow meat in them. Did you ever eat any of that?
No, ma'am. What would they be?
They're watermelons, but the meat where the others is red is yellow and just as sweet as they can be.
Well, do you have something like a watermelon that wouldn't be a watermelon? Like a yellow melon that you might have for breakfast?
I don't know the name of that, but I've heard them talk about that.
Like a mutt?
Something like into that, but I
mushmelon?
Don't... Mushmelon? Mushmelon, yeah, there's a mushmelon.